Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
All right, Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 749. We got second date update coming up here in the next 5 minutes. Cloudy start, then increasing sun this afternoon. We'll see high around 66. Right now, 49. It's Cincinnati's Q102. So there's a website called Bonus Finder, and they're looking to pay someone to become a Major League Baseball food tester.
I am so in.
Sure. An MLB food tester.
That's one of my favorite things to do is eat ballpark food.
Ballpark food, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
And they will pay you. Oh, well, maybe I'll just tell you. Before I get to the pay, because it's not a lot.
Yeah, but does it matter?
I'm glad you see it that way.
Does it matter if I'm eating? Are they paying me to go to all these places?
If they pick you, yes, you'll go to a few Major League Baseball parks to watch games, eat hot dogs, and report on how they are. And in terms of the pay, they'll pay you $500. Plus, they'll cover your travel and food.
Yeah, see, I'm in.
Not bad. You get to go travel a little bit of the country.
Yeah.
See some cool baseball games and some probably nice ballparks.
Yeah. That kind of kills a lot of, you know, birds and stones or whatever, because I would love to go to see a ton of these baseball parks just on their own.
Yeah.
Like, without trying all the food. Like, that's an added bonus of just going and visiting these parks.
Trying to think what ballparks I've been to. Obviously, I've been to Fenway. Let's say I've been to Citi Field where the Mets play.
Same.
I'm trying to think. Well, obviously, I've been to Great American Ballpark. Wrigley Field, right? What do the Mariners play? What is that, Conseco Field?
I think so.
Or Safeco Field.
They changed the names of them. That's the challenging part.
What was Candlestick?
You've been to a lot. Have you been to where the Yankees used to play?
No, never been to Yankee Stadium. I lived there three years.
We drove by Yankee Stadium when it was Yankee Stadium back in the day.
I've been to Progressive Park where the Indians play.
Same.
And Comerica where the Tigers play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is very nice. And I'm not just saying that because that's where I'm from, but that's a very nice field. And then Great American Ballpark.
Have you been to the one in St. Louis, Jeff?
No, but I've driven by it.
Busch Stadium. I want to go there too.
Yeah. No. And drove by Kansas City Royals Stadium.
I want to go in though and see what they look like and compare them to, you know.
Yeah. Like as you're going by in the freeway, you can kind of like, there's a little opening where you can kind of see in, but you know. Not much, it would be cool.
If you get this job, do they pick what you're eating? So they give you like all of the new menu items at each stadium, or do you genuinely just get to eat like the hot dogs? And
my guess is they have, you know, a list of things you got to cover. Got to try. But if you're interested, you can apply on their website. You just got to do it before May 2nd. And who knows? Man, what a great job, though.
Yeah. See you later, Jeff and Jen.
That sounds like a fun way to spend the summer.
What happens if they pick us to do it? Is the boss going to give us time off to do that?
Probably not, but.
I know. And then real quick, one final food item. And then we'll move on from food. Because everyone's so busy these days, but not too busy to jam a bunch of Pop-Tarts down their throats most days. A new survey asked people how often they eat breakfast in the average week, and 61% said they eat it every day, breakfast every day, or most days. Another 25% eat it a few times a week. Only 10% of people say they never eat breakfast. Now, I think, Tim, you don't eat breakfast, do you?
During the week.
What time is your first meal?
Usually around 2-ish.
2 p.m.
I've been doing the intermittent fasting now for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
And I don't do it every day, but I'd probably do it about 4 or 5 days a week.
And then when's your last meal? Your first meal is around 2 p.m. and your last
usually
meal is
6 to 7 hours after that. So that's my window from like maybe 2 to 8-ish, depending on the social activity of the evening.
Right.
And then nothing until the next day at 2. So I do have my black coffee and lots of water. And,
in the morning.
You know, there are some days when maybe Dunkin' drops off some breakfast sandwiches, and I say, well, hell, I'll have one.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, like, when you, so when you do the intermittent fasting in your hour, you get, like, a six-hour window, say, between 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., can you pretty much eat whatever you want during that time frame?
Sure, but it's still, you know, if you're eating cheese curls and Swiss cake rolls, it's not good for you.
Hard outrun that.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you.
I have to eat. I eat breakfast every single day because my family eats dinner between 5 and 6. So my last food intake for the day is around 5:30, 5:45.
Yeah.
So I'm starving when 6 a.m. rolls around. I'm like, it's time.
Yeah. I know. I've already eaten twice this morning. So
kind of jealous.
I'm well on my way. Yeah. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Great. How are you, Jeff?
Pretty good. How was the weekend?
Oh, it was fabulous. I had a dog and a baby all weekend, so we
what?
Had a great time.
Oh.
So fun. Which one was easier, the dog or the baby?
Oh, probably the baby.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
I always feel that way, too. I remember when I had my kid, Jen had just gotten her dog, and she was like, this dog is so crazy. I'm like, wow, sounds like a lot more work than Penelope.
Yeah, for sure.
Having a dog is so hard. Well, good. So you working today, or are you on vacation, staycation?
No, working from home.
No. What kind of work do you do?
I work for a hospital bed company, and I give everybody their wireless devices.
Oh, sweet.
That sounds fun.
That's pretty. Everybody likes me because I can give them something new, you know.
Do everything but do the dishes these days.
Right, exactly.
It's pretty impressive. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to open up this envelope. We're going to see what letter you have. Of course, you'll have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with a letter that I'm about to reveal. If you do so, you'll win $1,000.
Oh, my God, I'm so nervous. Okay.
Now, you can pass if you don't know the answer. It's a good strategy. You can always come back to it. And you cannot use the same answer more than once.
Got it.
All right, here we go. The letter is letter E.
That's the last time we gave away $1,000 with the letter E.
Was it?
Yeah. And it was a lot easier than they thought for some reason.
Okay.
Let's not ignore the elephant in the room.
I'm eager to get started.
There you go.
I love it.
You're already doing it, Kathy.
Steak and eggs for breakfast?
Yes, I love eggs.
Excellent. Feel free to use any of those or not. Ecclesiastes.
There you go.
Dang. Ooh.
Elsmere.
Maybe not that one.
Oh.
It's hard to say that word.
Electric.
Eggnog.
Electrons.
A lot of options there. So we'll put 30 seconds on the clock. Right, and I won't start the timer until Tim is finished asking the first question.
Let's do it,
all right, Kathy.
Hold on, let me get my pen.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Ready.
Jeff, you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Kathy, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Something with a tail.
I don't know. Pass.
Type of cheese.
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Type of bread.
Though. Elephant for the
tail. Okay.
Type of bread. I don't know. Pass.
A city.
Oh, gosh. Pass.
A university.
Emory.
A medical term.
Electrocardiogram.
A unit of measure.
Oh, gosh. Pass.
Something red.
I was thinking English muffin, and I think you were too. You just couldn't come up with a word. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Yeah, for the bread.
Nooks and crannies.
Oh. Nooks and crannies.
Oh, man, that was hard. I was thinking egg bread. I didn't even know
if
that was like a
good one.
Is that a good one?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would have worked.
No, I was thinking it's like Ezekiel bread.
That's
Ezekiel bread, right.
That's a good one.
I know.
Man alive. That was like a little more challenging than I thought as well.
Yeah, the questions were hard.
Yeah, Tim.
Sorry.
You ruined it for her.
Yeah, Tim, what were you thinking? I'm getting married in a month, going to Cozumel. I need that $1,000.
Oh, that sounds like fun. When are you going to Cozumel?
She's May 3rd. We leave 3 weeks from today.
And what day are you getting married on? We'll think of you.
May 7th.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe you could get back in and play and win before then.
I've been trying. I swear, I've been trying. I felt like the guy in that one movie that sat in his room all year long trying to get through, and then he lost connection to the phone.
Oh, yeah. Happens all the time.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much. I'm sorry I couldn't do better.
Oh, listen, you could try back again tomorrow. We do it every day, same time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Don't give
you.
Up. All right, take
thanks,
it easy.
Kathy.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. 829, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.